And welcome back to the locker room. I'm having a chat this morning with Chris Castle, and it's catching up after a couple of months, a little project that we did talk about early in February. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning to you, Neil.
And just to refresh the memory of our listeners, you're trying to get the local schools and the Rosebud area, I guess you could say, around the Boneo Baseball Club, interested in baseball, and you came up with a pretty interesting idea.
Yeah, well, thank you. First of all, baseball doesn't have a huge following simply because it's not a baseball country. So what we were wanting to do is we were wanting to increase the awareness as well as participation in baseball. In order to do so, obviously, we have the local Boneo Club.
Yep.
Yep. But it occurred to me that a club structure is more of a vertical structure. In order to gain additional interest, what we would need to do is make it more of a community-based scenario.
Sure.
And that's when we brought in the schools and, you know, spoke with the principals, the PE teachers, yep. That type of thing. Spoke at some assemblies and, put out the word via some community papers, that type of thing. Fabulous response.
Fantastic.
Fabulous. We ended up with our goal. We spoke with seven of the area schools. There are additional schools that we'll contact next year. But we spoke with seven, and we came up with four teams.
Okay.
We combined a few schools.
Yep.
And we've been playing games since the beginning of April, end of March.
Yep.
Yeah, we're three games into the season. We have three more to go.
Yep.
It's been great fun. It never would have happened without our sponsors.
Sure.
And here's a shameless plug for
them.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. We always to support.
Yeah, we have league sponsors.
Us, yeah.
Yeah, we have league sponsors.
Sure.
And we have team sponsors.
Yep.
But all of them were imperative. Without any one of them, this wouldn't have happened. We have Aldi, ANZ, Sports Power, McGinnis and Hopkin Attorneys as our league sponsors. And then we have our team sponsors. We have the Boneo Fatima Stars.
Okay.
And they are sponsored by R.T. Edgar.
Yep.
And then the Dromana Red Hill Demons, sponsored by Stuart and Hosking. Rosebud Rays, sponsored by two folks, EView Realty and Peninsula Upholstery.
Yeah.
And the Eastbourne Eagles, who are sponsored by Commonwealth Bank.
Okay.
So it's been a definite community effort.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's been wonderful. And I can't be remiss by mentioning the fact that without the Boneo Braves Club assistance, never would have happened with the fields.
They had a lot
the
of players coming along to help with the coaching and encouragement.
Yeah, precisely. We've paired a senior club member with each team, and they've also given the use of the fields that they have control over.
Yep.
And they've been there to help set up the fields as well as do umpiring, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's community efforts, all the way across. It's translated absolutely gorgeously to the club.
Yep.
The increased interest, which numbered around 50 kids, whereas last year in that age group, it was about 12 or 11.
Yeah.
So absolutely fabulous increase in interest. It has increased the participation to the club level from 11 or 12 last year on one team.
Yep.
We're fielding two under 12 teams this year.
Okay.
As well as it somehow has matriculated to the under 14s as well.
Okay.
We're fielding two under 14 teams. So between the two, we're seeing a direct result.
Yeah. And obviously a lot of parent interest as well.
It's been fabulous.
Yeah.
You come to the ground to the games at the Olympic Oval on Friday, 4:30 is when they start.
Yep.
And you it's family atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Fantastic.
You just have tons of people watching, some still trying to get a handle on the game and understand it,
figure out the rules.
There you go. I've on occasion I've kind of stopped and explained what happened with a certain play because it was very confusing.
Yeah, people go, whoa, what happened?
What just happened? Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's been fun that we have that interaction, and it's very low key, it's non-pressure, the kids have tremendous amount of fun. There's some competition because it is kind of from their schools.
Mm.
So it's all good fun. It's been wonderful. And I do appreciate the fact that you've been willing to go ahead and have us on to discuss this.
Yeah, well, I mean, the idea is that you're trying to, or you have established now, we can say, a system where sports can get involved with schools and bring the local sporting club and the local schools together and get that community interest.
And it works beautifully with what the schools already do with Lightning Prim.
Yeah.
You know, there's softball interest and they run the schools against one another. So the kids have that kind of concept.
Yep.
And then translating the softball skills to baseball isn't all that difficult, but there is a difference, most markedly. Once that's done, once you get it in your blood, just like any sport, it's there, and you have kids that are just really encouraged by their progress. Mm. They see their skills developing each week, and they say, "Wow, I'm getting this. This is great."
Have you got any sense yet of what other sport the kids may have been involved with prior to baseball,
it's across the board,
or the whole range?
Definitely cricketers, obviously. Yep. Yeah, yep. Tennis players.
Okay.
It's interesting.
We probably
have four or five tennis players, and swinging a baseball bat translates perfectly to a forehand or backhand, however you wish. It's a tennis serve is very similar to throwing the ball from the outfield in particular, or pitching and catching. Mm. So those particular positions, the overhand serve, is very similar. Not so much the footy players.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Although the better athletes, all-rounded athlete, baseball translates to them very, very nicely. But footy's footy. You're not gonna set them aside by any means. So pretty much the cricketers and tennis
and boys and girls.
Because
that's something we talked about a few months ago.
Yeah. One of the teams, Eastbourne.
Yep.
It's 50-50, boys and girls.
Okay.
And the girls are just as good as the guys.
Yeah.
The other teams are more boy heavy.
Yep.
But there are the scattered gals amongst them. I think next year you're going to see a real tremendous increase both in girl participation, not that it's bad now, but more so, and an overall across the board. The overall goal for each team is to have a 10 and 11-year-old team as well as an 8 and 9-year-old team.
Right.
And then eventually you start T-ball at 6 and 7-year-old.
Sure. Yep. Okay. Now, we've got, you said, 50?
Yeah, right around that number. Yep.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
Look, we've been talking to Chris Castle about the I don't know what we call it, a program, an experiment.
Southern Peninsula Primary School Baseball League.
There you go.
There's
fantastic.
A mouthful for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something you've taken on this year, and I think you've established a model that other clubs and other sports could certainly use in the future to keep that interest of kids running around, getting fit and enjoying playing sport together.
Absolutely. I've spoken with two different other baseball programs that are looking at this particular program very carefully and closely, because it is, easily, I'll say, replicatable. There we go.
Yeah, wow.
So Mornington, we'd love to expand to. That's a natural expansion.
Yep. Yeah,
and then have
the next club up the line virtually.
That's it. And we'd love to go ahead and create a championship game between each league.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it evolves over time.
Yep.
I know I've been speaking with one of the Springy coaches, or organizers, I should say, Mick Werney.
Yep.
Yeah. And
a legendary name in baseball in this area.
There we are, and his daughter.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Coach of the national women's baseball team.
That's it. And she's now the president of the Springy team.
Right.
And so I'll be speaking with them as well. They've been watching. They're very interested to see what's happening. I've received telephone calls from Baseball Victoria as well as the DBA.
Right.
Asking about, what's
how
been going,
it's going
on.
And,
and that type of thing. So there's a tremendous amount of interest as to looking at it from this aspect, which is definitely a different twist from the strictly club linear, vertically linear way to look at things.
Absolutely. I think that's all. I think we're done, mate.
There's just one other comment.
Yeah, the league results. Yeah, sure.
Let's look through those. Each week, we do a summary of the Friday games.
Nice.
And the Southern Peninsula News has been kind enough to go ahead and print our summaries.
Yep.
So the next step for us is to obviously get it into each school email.
Yep.
But we haven't had the manpower to do that
yet. But again, it's nice to have some little challenges that can happen for the next season.
It is, and we have a tight league. Two teams at 2-1, wow. The other two at 1-2.
Okay.
So it's been very competitive. Scores 4-3, 2-1, 2-0.
Wow.
It's well played.
Fantastic.